Okay. Ace, I'm just talking and I'm like, what happened to everybody? Oh boy, I guess I shouldn't have made that comment, huh? Oh well, I'm going to give everybody a chance to come back. See if they want to come back. Hey, Brina. Well, Ace. Okay, so Ace is number one now. I guess Mojo is coming back on me because I shouldn't have made that smart ass comment, huh? Oh boy. Hey, Blunt, Shorty. Okay, Shorty, I'm still going to make my smart ass comment, okay? So, but karma got me. Okay, you see? Mm-hmm, see? See? Hear you doing that? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I already know where it's going because you said it in the last one before it cut off on you. You know what I mean? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I guess karma's coming back on me.
That's good.
Yeah. But Juju told me to give her sunflower, her regards, because she won't be here today.
Thank you, Juju.
Well, I'm not going to play the whole music thing again because I know y'all don't want to hear it. I don't want to play it again. So, hey, Rock. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. So, I want to talk about, you know, y'all, there are a lot of gullible people in this world. And I have to say, way back when I was a youngster, I was one of them. But then that light bulb went off in my head several times. And for the most part, I said, I'm not going to be gullible anymore. When I say for the most part, sometimes, you know, people still kind of get me in that gullible mode, but for the most part, Ace, don't say that. If it shuts off again, I'm blame it on Shorty.
Hey, you can't blame it on me. Everybody wanna blame some on me. That's fine, but that's all I got.
Oh Lord, that's right. Bad shorty.
Wow. Okay. I'll take that.
Oh boy.
It's all right. Cause she don't want to blame herself. But it's okay.
What?
Hey,
crazy. There she go. I'll wait for it.
What?
Oh Lord. Hey, crazy lady. All right. So anyway, y'all, I'm trying to do a serious show and y'all have me laughing. Yes, y'all have me laughing.
Y'all. How you going to blame us for something?
Oh, how was that?
It's our fault.
I'm
now.
Sorry.
I just
can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop laughing.
First, it was just me, then it's y'all. It's everybody now. So we all get the blame for this. So it's just not me. I'm happy about that. So y'all take responsibility too.
Well, A says that she did nothing.
I did nothing either, Ace, but I'm still getting blamed. So you going to take the ride too.
Oh, Lord. See, I can't even get myself together for my serious show. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't stop laughing. Oh, Ace, please don't. Please don't do the please don't. Oh, Lord. Y'all got to give me a moment. Give me a moment. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's not even that funny. It really isn't. You gonna take the away too? See, corrupting the host. Yes, crazy lady. They are. They are corrupting.
Crazy lady. We are not corrupting the host. She brought this on herself. You understand what I'm saying? So we didn't do anything. So,
All right, y'all. So anyway, about those gullible people. Oh, are they gullible? Or I say, can you use the S word? And I'm just going to say, are gullible people stupid? That's my question. Are gullible people stupid? I mean, are they gullible at the beginning and then stupidity kicks in if they continue their gullible lifestyle or attitude or whatever? I mean, at some point, do you look at someone and say, you've got to be kidding me, you can't be that stupid, or you've got to be kidding me, you can't be that gullible? So, A says it's a hit or miss on that one. We went down that path, skipping, throwing flowers. So, hey, son, welcome. Welcome back. You know, so, I mean, so... okay, but crazy lady, okay, so let me ask this. Is there a difference? And because to me, there's a very thin line. And I may be harsh here, but I think there's a very, very thin line between stupidity and being gullible. Anybody agree, disagree?
I agree with you because there is a very thin line. Very, very thin line. A lot of people love to cross that very thin line.
Mm-hmm. So would you get offended if someone were to say, Shorty, you're gullible, or Shorty, you're stupid? I mean, stupid sounds worse, but are they the same thing?
Well, depends on who says it to me. It depends who says it to me. Because if we playing, then I know we playing. But if you dead serious, oh, you finna get told about yourself.
But seriously, what if someone is serious and they say, Shorty, you know, you're stupid. I mean, I can't believe that you fell for that. I mean, that's just being stupid, as opposed to, Shorty, you're gullible. I can't believe you actually fell for that.
They're serious. About?
I mean, whatever. But the person was serious. They weren't playing. They were serious.
I'm going to be like, you know what? You stupid. How about that? See, and then it gets into a whole argument, and then I'm going to have to hurt somebody's feelings, which I don't want to go down that route. But if you push me to that point.
But is it okay? But it's still not answering the question, right, on why you fell for whatever it was. So you may get upset because of the words that the person used. But I mean, but you didn't address the, you fell for that because blah, blah, blah.
And I'm going to ask them, like I asked you, what did I fall for to make me feel stupid? If I don't feel stupid, so why'd you sit up here calling me stupid? You must be a stupid one because you the one that fell for it, I guess.
Okay. All right. Ace, hey, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello, Ace.
So, let's see. Gullible, everybody's gullible, no matter what. At some point in time, we all fall for something we should not have fell for. The difference between gullible and stupid is if you literally fall for the same exact thing on repeat. When I say that, let me be specific. I do not mean this man treated you nice, you're gullible, you fell for his tricks, and he up and left you. This man treated you nice, and you're gullible, you fell for his tricks, and he up and left you. This man treated you nice, now you're just fucking stupid. Because everybody's way of treating you doesn't always display the exact same thing. It's not going to be the same red flags, but the red flags are there. It'd be different, though, if I'm talking about I literally put something on a string in front of you, and as soon as you saw it, I pulled that quarter and you fell for it. And then it's the same quarter, same scenario, every single time you fall for it. Now you're hitting borderline stupid. Sorry, not sorry, because it's literally the exact same setup. So the hit and miss on gullible, that's what I mean by that, as far as whether or not it's gullible or stupid. But do we call people stupid oftentimes instead of gullible when we really should be using the word gullible? Absolutely. And that's how you start.
Okay. All right. So let me ask this. So you have that friend, And guys, there's a trigger warning here because I may be going down a road. I don't know what's going on in everyone's lives. So I may be going down a road that some people don't want me to go down with this next question. So you are in a relationship that is not nice. He or she hit you once, hit you twice, got a couple black guys, bruises, whatever. May have some cracked ribs. But you continue to stay. Are you gullible or are you stupid?
I won't call you either. And there's a reason why. There is something in your brain chemistry that for some other one reason or another, you perceive that to be love and all that you are worth, which is why many of those people keep falling into the same trap, the same person, and stay in abusive relationships. The psych behind that is ridiculously complicated to unweave. So I will never call you gullible or stupid. The only thing that I can do is try to be that voice of reason that hopefully one day it clicks, because you can get an abusive relationship broken up, a mother and a child as an example, away from the abusive man and put them in protection, and not even 6 months later they go back because they really love them. They honestly believe that that is what they deserve. They're different this time. This is what I'm worth. He really loves us. He just doesn't know how to explain.
Okay. All right. Very well said. So then let me ask this next question. This is a two-parter on the same thing. So when that person realizes that they don't need to be there anymore and that light bulb goes off, I'm trying to say how I'm trying to phrase this, and that light bulb goes off. Do you think some people look at themselves and say, I can't believe I kept falling for this. I can't believe I kept going back. I can't believe, and going to what Ace said about, I can't believe that I thought this was love or whatever. Do you think that they ever look at themselves and say, I can't believe that I was that dumb. I can't believe that I was that stupid. Gullible.
They do. Because I know a friend like that. She's been in the same relationship. You know, me and her mom talk to her and stuff like that. Oh, he this, he that, but it's so toxic. I'm like, it's toxic. You got to worry about your kids, you know. I'm like, ugh. And then I was like, oh, he ain't going to do it again. He loved me. I'm like, no, he don't. He loved what you can do for him. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm trying to sit here and give her a reason, her mom, and it's like, eventually she'll learn. She hit rock bottom. She went back to him again. And I got mad. I did. I told her, next time you go back to him, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to come where from I? I'm going to come down there and I'm going to beat you. We're going to fight. She thought I was playing. So she went back for the last time. She went back. She almost got herself killed. She ended up in the hospital, unconscious and everything, because she was so stressed. And then that's what really woke her up, because she had a life and death experience, which is sad, but I'm just saying, eventually.
Okay. Okay. I just want to I know you wanted to say something, but let me catch up on some of these comments. Okay. TQ says those bruised ribs hurt. Crazy Lady says, or you can't see your way out. Brenda says, yes, some people can't leave. It's a sad situation. Oh, let me see. I jumped one. Sun says, that reminded me of Love is Blind, the scenario you just explained. Assuming you're talking about what Ace said. Brina says, or TQ says, Brina abuses me. I'm still here. I know the feeling. Brina says, for women especially, we like to try and fix people sometimes. So we believe people can change that quickly from abusive to kind eventually. And Lou says, sometimes people don't think they can do better. And Blunt is agreeing with Brina. OTQ, you better run. Brina has that belt out. Okay. So, Ace.
I was going to say that from my experience at the women's shelters that I've worked at, they tend to, when they finally have that light bulb come on, they do beat themselves up. I can't believe I was that stupid. I can't believe I fell for it over and over again. What was I thinking? I put my children in danger, right. X, Y, and Z. Problem is that they're beating themselves up. It is not necessarily them as much as it is also the other person who makes them feel like that is all that they can get and that is the best that they will do, including whatever happened in their past that led them to that point. So they definitely, a lot of them at least, when that light bulb clicks on, it's a, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid. And they go through so much psychiatric help to get them out of that mindset so that they realize this was not all you and you deserve much more, that it takes years and years to undo damage from just.
Okay. So let me flip it to another scenario. It's not your home life. It's not your significant other. It's your boss, or it's a friend. And I'm not saying that, you know, your boss is not beating you, your friend is not beating you, but they're doing something that either they're taking, I'll say they're taking at advantage. Your friend is taking advantage of a friendship, knowing that, well, you know, she'll always be there to bail me out. You know, if I'm behind on my bill, she'll always be there to give me the money. Therefore, you know, you're going off and you're spending, you know, you just went and bought those new shoes and that new coat, but you didn't pay your gas bill because you think that, you know, your friend who usually does will bail you out. Or you have that boss who, you know, they keep, oh, well, you know, we really need a lot of help, or this person's not coming in, or, you know, we have this deadline. They're doing it so you can stay late, but they don't necessarily want to pay you. You know, they want you to do it as a favor or whatever, until one day that light bulb goes off. Are you stupid? Are you gullible?
I'm going to say you're not stupid nor gullible. Either A, it's a lack of boundaries, or B, your heart is too big that you don't bother to realize what is right in front of you until it is almost to your breaking point.
Right.
But so if I had to label it stupid or gullible, it's going to be gullible.
Okay, Shorty, go ahead and say what you want to say, because I have a question for Ace.
I was just agreeing with Ace.
Okay. Okay, so then Ace, my question to you is, what would push you to call someone, go from the gullible to the stupidity? I know you said that they had to keep doing it over and over and over, but if that friend is consistently coming to you and wanting you to bail you out when they're going off and spending their money in an irresponsible way, as opposed to taking care of business, and they're not paying you back and you keep doing it, is your heart big, or are you gullible, or are you stupid? I mean, at what point, I mean, what would push you to say that either you're being stupid, or, I mean.
The point in which I'd call myself stupid is if I've realized the deck in front of me and what is continuously going on, that light bulb clicks, and yet I still do it and I still enable you. That's the point in which I'd call myself stupid, because I've been that person. My biggest strength and yet my biggest weakness are the same thing. They are my big heart. I don't have to know you to want to help you, and that has been a flaw of mine, but it is also something that I am very proud of. It is also a strength of mine, and I've had a friend that did that. And at the time, at first, it didn't click that it was, she was going to the casino, spending all her money while living in my house with your son. And I'm taking care of you and trying to help y'all get back on your feet. When that light bulb clicked, if I would have let her stay and continue to push that boundary and do that, knowing what I knew, then at that point, I would have called myself stupid. But at that point is when I said, nah, look, law's law. Here's how it's going to be. So you can either pack your stuff and go, or you can stay here and actually do things right. The choice is yours, but understand, the next time you sneeze wrong, I won't even give you the option. You will be gone.
Okay. All right. Shorty, did you want to respond to that, or respond to what I said, or
y'all said it all.
Okay. Now TQ says you're too compassionate. Blunt says I had many friends take advantage of my kindness. And I think I'm caught up here. Yeah, I am here. Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Wan Lu says, I don't think you should change your character for others' behaviors. That's deep stuff, Boogie, but that's real. Same thing will make you laugh, will make you cry. This is going to be a good conversation. Yes, Frankie, it is. You know, I mean, I don't know. Because for me, and Ace, I agree with you 100%. I agree with everything that you are saying. But there's always that part of me when I look at people and they do continue to do the same thing over and over, or I see people whose friends or even our friends are just taking advantage over and over and over. And it's like, you know, and yet they keep giving and you're like, you just want to shake them and say, are you kidding me? You know, you're struggling to do this and, you know, but yet, you know, they're coming over, they're taking your money, they're doing this, they're saying this. Meanwhile, you know, they're gambling, they're doing whatever. When they should be taking care of business and they're able to. And that just, I mean, I just look at people and the S word tends to come out of my mouth more so than the boundaries and whatever. And yes, boundaries, boundaries are so important, but I don't know. I don't know, TDQ. I mean, is it smart? Brenda says, yeah, that's the worst when you watch friends being taken advantage of. Like, damn, you don't. Yes. And that's exactly it. Brenda is like, damn, you don't see this shit. You don't see what they're doing. You know, it's like glaring. The alarms are going off really, really loud. You know, the amber alerts, everything. And, you know. And if you say something to them, to some people, they get upset that you brought it to their attention. So should you be that person who just doesn't say anything and you're, you know, saying all this stuff in your head, but then your friend comes back and says, well, damn, why didn't you tell me? It's like, well, I did. I tried to. You didn't listen. So now you're blaming me? Blunt says, my cousin lived with me for 4 years and didn't pay rent, never gave me a dime. Then he left, took a trip to Japan. Still, you know what, Blunt? Oh, my God. See, I have said before, y'all, I can hold a grudge so tight. I can hold a grudge just so tight that you just won't be able to breathe. That right there would be one of my grudges. I mean, Japan. I mean, he didn't even go to Wisconsin. He went to Japan. I mean, damn. I mean, at least with Wisconsin, he could have lied and said he took the bus. He took Greyhound. Oh no. Oh Lord. At the drive-through. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Ace is at the drive-through. Okay. Tiki wants to know what's on the menu. Huh, Lord. Mac shit. Well, I guess you know what was on the menu, son. I mean, Blunt, you're hurt. I'm telling you, girl. He stopped talking to you?
They always stop talking to you when they know they're the one that messed up. That's See, how it works. If you ever pay attention, the first person to block somebody is the one.
Hey, auntie.
Hey, son. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at work.
So you want to add something while you have a little bit of free time?
Negative. I was just listening to you guys' lovely conversation, but it kind of reminds me of that Eve song, what everybody's talking about, Love is Blind.
Oh yeah,
everything y'all saying, it just, that the lyrics are hitting me harder right now, I guess. Pause.
I mean, but what do you do when somebody, you know, like Blunt said, you know, gonna live in your house, don't pay anything, don't give you, you know, you don't buy a can of soda, you know, but Then you're gonna go to Japan. You're gonna take a trip around the world. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. But when I was growing up, when my mom said if I ever stayed with somebody, if I ever came down to it, and I couldn't provide them with nothing financially, at least help around the house, because that goes a long way. Wash the dishes, take out the trash, clean the house, clean the bathroom, because you know you're using it as well as everybody else. But you still got to get up to find some means of, you know, financial stability, because you're going to need money.
So I'm going to ask blunt this question, okay? And if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer. So while they were there for 4 years, do you consider yourself gullible? Does the S word pop up? Did you not give them boundaries? I mean, when you look back at it, what do you think you could have done different? I mean, besides not let them stay, but could you have said something which would have made them do something, like give you some money or something, or they would have left a hell of a lot sooner, like 2 weeks into their moving in?
Man, when they would have came back, I would have been like, well, I hope you planned a trip to the shelter, because that's where your ass going. You got money to go to Japan. Yeah.
Okay. And she says, I wish I would have established bad boundaries and got rent. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, there's so many things that are going on. The last week we were talking about people who squat in your house, squatters. I shouldn't say squat. That sounds whatever. Squatters, you know, whatever. And
people that pop in your house. Okay.
Okay. All right. And the other day I was just looking at a video where a homeowner shot someone, you know, that was taking over their house, you know. So it's like, you know, those boundaries, do boundaries make us less gullible? Do boundaries make us less stupid? Do boundaries make us more aware, where we don't go down that gullible road?
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Kind of iffy.
It is.
Because you don't.
It is.
I just would say we're mostly blind to the fact that we're telling ourselves we're helping more than them taking advantage of us, until we feel taken advantage of, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It does. Because, I mean, for me, and this was just a lesson learned a long time ago for me, and this is also just me looking at these particular people and what they've done to other people. I do not let, Shorty, we were talking about this last week. I do not let people stay with me. No, and I also, and TQ, that's another thing. I also do not let people borrow money. You know, my father always said, do not loan, do not borrow. I got into the loaning thing. And to this day, I'm still pissed off at somebody who owes me $100. And I'm $176.23. I mean, seriously, because when I think about that, the fact that I loaned this person money, this is somebody that I used to work with way back when. And the fact that she would come, you know, it's like, payday comes and she's off at Neiman Marcus. She's off at Saks.
Your mother.
You know, and then I got to the point where she literally didn't have money to get home. Hey, can you loan me train fit? No. Go take those shoes back. Go take that suit back.
Them shoes should have came with an engine.
You know, I'm serious, but I never got my money. And whenever I think about it, it just makes me angry. And people can say, you know, oh my God, that was over 20 years ago. You know, get over it. But there's just some things that is like, those lessons learned make you, those boundaries are like, hey, I'm coming to town. First thing I say is, what hotel are you staying? Because you are not staying with me. And I can honestly say the only people who I have allowed to stay with me were my parents. you know, cousins and nieces, nephews come. And very few friends that I will allow to stay with me. It's like y'all saying you are staying a week. Y'all is Monday. Y'all leaving on Friday, Thursday night. I'm like, what time does your plane leave? You know, because I don't want to have someone in my house long term, and you know, no. But I have been that gullible person. I have been that gullible, and I have been that stupid person. I have been that stupid, stupid person where I will call myself stupid for some of the things that, and I really can't even get pissed off at the person. It's like what I allowed someone to do to me, I allowed it. And that's why I'm calling myself stupid, because I allowed it. Hey, crazy, welcome. You know, I allowed it. If I, and this is just what I'm saying about myself. If I allow you to continue to do something, I'm the stupid one. I'm the dumb one. For me, gullible goes out of the window. I'm being harsh on myself, and I'm looking at myself. Damn, you were stupid. Because when I look back at it, I was stupid.
Look back at it. Look back at it.
Ace says we can't even be around. Ace, when people come to visit, I entertain outside.
I'm a pop a squat right in your yard too. Thank you.
You don't have to do that because there's a bathroom outside.
Oh, this is our house.
I don't have an outhouse, but I have a very nice bathroom outside. So you need to go, you know. So, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, that's so okay, crazy. And TQ, I don't need to know what you're dropping, okay? No. All I'm saying is just flush, okay? Just please flush. Do that double flush.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh Lord, but y'all, I mean, okay. So Ace, I'm gonna throw it back to you. I'm gonna throw it back to you. So I mean, is there a time when it? Where you justify yourself, you're calling yourself stupid. I mean, have you ever done anything that you, because I'm going to tell you, like I say, I have done things where I have allowed people to do things and I was being stupid. So have you ever done?
Yeah, I love that you said that because I was literally thinking when you were saying, and when you were telling the story, and you're just like, and I'm calling myself, I said to myself, I'm stupid. I wanted to be like, but see, that's you. You've earned the right to call yourself stupid. Me, I don't. And the reason being is because I have a very bad habit of over beating up myself to the point where I will tear myself completely down all by myself. I don't need anybody's help. And then I'm back to square one with my mental state. So I try to make it a habit never to call myself stupid.
Okay.
But
okay.
I've definitely had those moments where that's how I learned that I tear myself down, that I have literally sat there and go, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. And then I take it even further than that and I tear myself down. So I try to refrain from ever calling myself stupid.
All right. So then
said, we're our own worst enemy. That's what
we are. We are. So how do I want to say this? Do you think that, the light bulb goes off a lot faster if you are looking at yourself as opposed to other people on the outside looking in going, damn, they're stupid, or damn, they are gullible, or as Brina said earlier, I can't believe they fell for that shit. I mean, does the light bulb go off when you're doing it to yourself or when other people kind of help you along?
The light bulb goes off faster for me when I do it to myself. Somebody okay. else telling me, it doesn't faze me because I've heard this stuff from people my entire life, my own family. So you can call me stupid all day long and it's not going to faze me. It's the minute I call myself stupid that it's going to click.
My life is broken.
TQ, your light bulb's been out of order for like the past 20-something years.
Man, my mom told me, you ain't, don't trust me. I know.
I mean, okay. So TQ, okay. So I'm about to pick on you for a moment. Okay. So your mom, says that your light bulb, is off. I mean, is that because there are things that you do that it's like, damn, TQ? I mean, seriously? I mean,
well, she used to say that when I was growing up because I used to do stupid shit and I knew right from wrong, let's just say, but I would go with the wrong, as we all do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some people, my mom would be like, some people ain't got no sense, but I know you got sense. She go, your light bulb broken upstairs, ain't it? That's why I used to laugh.
Okay. All right. See, Brian says, sometimes I need people I trust around me to say something. I don't always catch the fact I'm being gullible. Okay, so I do believe that we all need people in our lives who will tell us about ourselves every now and then. And I noticed that Brina said gullible. And earlier, Shorty said, you know, it depends upon who's saying it, you know, calling you stupid, gullible, whatever. It all depends upon who. Do you sometimes need that friend who is being very serious and, you know, y'all got it like that to say, damn, TQ, you know, you were really being stupid. I mean, do you sometimes need that friend to go there with you? Because, see, I think everybody needs that friend that will go there and without you getting upset. Your feelings may get hurt, but understanding that they truly have your best interest at heart, even though they use.
That's what a friend's called, auntie. They tell you stuff you don't want to hear. They can't always be the yes man. Like, you have to, somebody has to tell you about yourself if you can't pick it up on your own. Like I have a few people, you know, I'll say about two really, like, really close friends that I consider family. And yeah, they tell me about myself. They tell me what I'm doing wrong. And they also guide me or give me advice to make me go on the right path. And they're sorry for telling you, but they're not sorry for telling you in that same aspect, because you need to hear it. Some people do need a slice of humble pie once in a while, even if it's coming from the closest person you think that's going to have your back. And in a sense, that's having your back. You just don't want them to go down the wrong route or make the wrong decision you once made, or make a decision that you'll regret.
Okay. All right. A formal welcome to Daddy Hoff and to Power Girl. Sorry, Power Girl, I did not give you a formal welcome. Welcome. You know, so Shorty, I'm going to go back to you. So from what TQ just said, would you still get upset if someone, like you said, depends upon who it was, that it was a good friend telling you about yourself and they did use the S word?
Suspicious.
Shorty wrangling about 10 kids in the circus right now. Please.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said, listen, first of all, did you listen to what TQ just said?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So from what he just said and from what you said earlier about it depends upon who said it, because then, you know, you get to fight and stuff like that. Does it matter that good friend of yours used the S word, used the stupid word, and because not out of trying to be mean or anything, but just, you know, out of, you know, Shorty, this is, you're being stupid right now, you know, and they break it down for you. Your feelings may get hurt, but do you need that person in your life to break it down for you like that? Okay.
Of course you do, because there's sometimes that you do be acting stupid or gullible. You know, you might not see it, but they might see it. You know, then I'd rather somebody be real with me instead of being fake with me. You understand what I'm saying?
So, oh, yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah, I'd rather somebody be like, yo, Shorty, like, pull me to the side and be like, yo, Shorty, like, you know that was real stupid, right? I'm like, what you mean? And then they break it down and I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, damn, my bad. Like, all right, I'll do better. Instead of somebody like, Shorty. Yeah, girl, go ahead and do that. Yeah. No, I don't need no chili. I need the real ones, because I'm going to be real with you. But I need
the
exact same thing back.
Okay,
yeah,
so
like, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, that basically narrows it down that you'll respect a beautiful lie. I mean, you'll respect the ugly truth versus the beautiful lie.
Okay, all right. So A said I should exit in. I be all fake with her, making her feel tough.
You know what, Ace? No, you know, I had to reread it. Oh,
Lord, Ace, please don't get me started with laughing again, Ace, because you don't get me started.
Ace.
Oh, Lord. I mean, so again, going back to what you said at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, words do matter. Words do matter. Your tone matters. All that stuff matters. But again, it's coming from this the heart of this person, of this good friend of yours. Sometimes do you have to use those words that are not so nice? You have to use
sometimes.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes you do. Yeah. Because sometimes they probably won't. Sometimes they don't click. Sometimes it don't click.
Exactly.
So when it don't click, you're going to have to be a little bit more harsher with it and put a little extra words in it to make them understand. Then it'll click.
All right. So you've used your harsh words. You're trying to get it to click. And some people, it just doesn't click for whatever reason. Do you just let it go? And then you just making, you know, you're talking to yourself in your head going, damn, they're just stupid or I can't believe whatever. I mean, yes. Okay.
Sometimes it slips. Sometimes it'll slip out. You know what I mean?
Well, I got a question, like, though. What if someone's really... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Shorty.
No, go ahead.
No, well, I'm just saying, you know, because everybody's not made the same, I guess I want to say. But there are some people that are really naive. So what do we say to those really naive people that just don't get it because they just don't get it?
That's what I was going to ask. What if some people truly just don't get it?
Like crazy say, if it's not worth it. Once you said your piece, let it be. Eventually, it'll click one day, hopefully. But if not, it's not worth your breath. It's not worth their time.
Okay, but like crazy you say, you lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. Okay, but for some people, when it clicks, it's too late. And when I say it's too late, I'm talking about it's too late where they're about to seriously get an ass whooping that was coming up because you kept screwing around with the wrong person and they went off on you, or
that's what they need.
Or you're going to cause an accident, or I mean where something detrimental could happen.
Well, you try to stop that from happening. But sometimes some people need that ass whooping. Sometimes they need that accident to wake them up to be like, dang. And then it'll probably click in their head, be like, so this is what they've been telling me. Dang. You know what I mean? Sometimes they need it.
Okay.
You
so
try
going,
to avoid it.
All right. So going back to that boss that kept, you know, treating you a certain way, whatever. And then it's too late because one day you called in and you quit. And they have all this work to do, you know, whatever. It's like, why do people get to the point where for some of them, either they truly, truly don't get it or they do get it. And they think that they can just keep pushing you, thinking, oh, well, they're just this gullible person, whatever. And I can keep pushing them. And one day, you know, they realize they push a little bit too hard and you quit or you didn't show up or you were supposed to take them to work and you know, you didn't. Whatever. Hey, Ellie, welcome. Father Brian, Kurtz, Stewie, welcome. I'm sorry.
But don't push me.
So I'm going to ask, what was the last time that you guys could think of that you all were, I'm not going to use the S word, that you all
stupid?
Were gullible.
Okay.
Or you all were gullible.
See, the G word. So is gullible a synonym for stupid?
Okay, well, see, that's okay. Here. Well, Ace broke it down before you came on, and you missed the whole breakdown because she broke it down.
I heard her.
Okay. So
it
I mean,
was I was gullible.
Okay, Crazy says last year knowingly, and I paid for it. And I would have to say, for me being gullible, it was a couple of months ago, and I paid for it. I also paid for it.
I'm not gonna even lie. I think I'm still paying for it.
So when you still, Crazy says that she knew better. Okay, so when you still pay for it, TQ,
does it
make you angry? Like, you're beating yourself up, or you just,
at times I do tell myself like, fuck, at times I tell myself like, I'm better than this. I know I'm better than this, but I guess I have so much invested in what I invested it in. I guess that kind of makes me like, all right, take two steps back, think about the whole situation. And then that's where the gullible part comes in, because it's like I said, compassion, it's not that I'm being gullible or stupid. It's just that I have a heart, like, and I know I know myself that I, how can I say this? Well, where I'm at in life, from where I came from, I grew to have this heart, and I'm mad at myself that I grew to have this heart, because 10, 15 years ago, me, I just would have been like, I don't give a F. Like, I don't care about nothing. You, your family, like, you know. But I grew to be compassionate, and I guess that's what gets the best of me. And that sucks, because it could be my friend and it could be my enemy at the same time.
Okay.
Myself, right. Like I said, I'm my worst enemy. I'm my own worst enemy.
And see, and that's when I said, for myself, when I said that I was stupid, that I can't allow, that I can't believe that I allowed it. Not that someone necessarily did something to me, but I allowed it. And I was the stupid one, not the gullible one. I was the stupid one to allow it to happen.
Okay. Is allowing and tolerating the same thing? Because you could allow someone, but not tolerate it. And you could tolerate something and just not allow it. So is that kind of like in the same boat?
I think that it is. I mean, I think it's that thin line there, because do you tolerate someone's behavior every time you guys go out to eat? Do you tolerate their behavior if they're being rude, or do you allow it? Are you allowing them to be rude, or are you just tolerating it? For some, I mean, you're tolerating it,
well,
right?
I have a couple of obnoxious friends. I don't allow I don't like the stuff they do. I mean, I allow it, but sometimes I can't tolerate it.
Okay, so then, okay, so okay, because I was going to say, for me, if there's something that I can't tolerate, especially if it's in a space, you know, where I can leave, then the best thing for me to do is just leave. If they want to do whatever they're going to do, whatever, then it's best for me to just leave. Instead of complain about something, I just leave.
Yeah, because you know you can't change them or that situation. So you will allow it to go on. It's just on their behalf. Like, you know, you just tolerated it enough to where you didn't want to anymore. See, that's what I mean. Like, is that in the same boat, tolerating and allowing?
I mean, I don't know. That's why I say, see, now I have to look up the definitions to make sure. I mean, because to me, again, it's that fine line. It's like between gullible and stupid. To me, it's that fine line. So let's see. Okay, tolerate. Let me cut and paste here.
Yeah, it's crazy, because that's like when me and my family, we go out to eat, and I tell them before I go, who's all going, so I know what I'm gonna prepare myself for, because I got some crazy family members. And then I say, if everybody got to be a mathematician when that bill comes, I don't want to go. I'm not allowing that, and I won't tolerate that shit. Everybody want to be a math professor when that bill comes. And it's like, nah, y'all knew what y'all was getting yourself into when y'all came to a steakhouse.
So are you allowing them not to pay their portion of the bill, or are you tolerating their cheapness or whatever?
See, at times I know their situation. That's what I'm saying. I'm too compassionate at times. I know their situation. And most of the times, if they're with me, then I invited them. But that don't mean, you know, you could get everything I'm getting. You could get whatever you want. Yeah, so that being, but if I get some sparkling ice water, you're going to get water with ice and a lemon in it, just so you could feel, you know, fancy.
All right. All right. The definition of tolerate: allow the existence, occurrence, or practice something that one does not necessarily like or agree with without interference. And allow is to give someone permission to do something.
You see, you are allowing by tolerating. So it's very close. Like Crazy said, it's close, but it is.
That's why I say it's that very fine line. Yeah, it is. And that's why when I do something stupid, that's when I say, sometimes I look at it and say, well, I can't get mad at that person because I allowed them to do this. If I allow you to come into my house and talk to me however way you want and disrespect me, I'm allowing it. I'm tolerating it, but I'm also allowing you to do it, because I can always tell y'all, get the F out. You're not going to talk to me and disrespect me in my house.
And on top of that, you use the restroom. Get out my house.
I don't care if you use the restroom. You're going to be outside. That's all. Oh, Lord. Oh, and Ace, if you want to cop a squat, I have three dogs, so I do have those little doggy bags. So you
now
can pick
she
it
just
up.
Put me in line with the dogs. Ain't this one?
Oh my! Look, Ace, you ain't gonna do it in my house. You shit where the dogs at.
I also see y'all. Is there a difference between hearing and comprehension?
Absolutely, but you still just put me and dogs in the same thing, so it's on and off.
Oh, okay.
That's what I comprehended. She wanted you to
use
the bathroom where the dogs at.
Oh, Lord. She said that she would cop a squat on my lawn. And all I said was, going back to that, all I said was, I do have three dogs, so I do have those little, like Crazy just said, those potty bags. I can give her one to clean it up.
No, I ain't cleaning up nothing.
Oh, so I'm supposed to clean up your shit after? Wow. Okay. All right. I'm supposed to clean up your shit.
You gonna make me go to the bathroom like a dog? Heck yeah.
Oh, now we got an and a grunt from Shorty.
that's crazy. You can't let them use the bathroom, but you gonna let them...
Them dogs gonna bite Ace in the ass, like
right. Y'all remember that old school diaper commercial with the dog hanging from the diaper? That's gonna be me.
Oh, I haven't seen that commercial in years. Oh, okay. And Crazy, thank you, Crazy. I mean, she did say she was going to squat. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I never denied that. I sure did. I said I will pop a squat.
That's what you said.
And then she told me she had an outdoor bathroom. I call it an outhouse. She said it's better than an outhouse.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, the word for today is comprehension, mainly for Ace and TQ.
Look, I am off today. Therefore, comprehension went out the window. I'm like my sixth graders today. Whatever you said, I'm going to take it how I want to.
Crazy is a bougie outhouse.
He probably is bougie.
I'm not going to answer that, Ace, because I could, I would say something, but I'm not. She doesn't have to school today. Is today a holiday or something?
Nah, they on this funky little fall break where they got a 4-day weekend and they got to go back to school tomorrow on Halloween.
Well, that sucks.
I know, right? Make that make sense. They might as well just gave us tomorrow off too.
So are you doing something special for the kiddos?
From the kids that I teach? Oh, no. Nope. I allowed them to decorate my room. I brought in a whole bunch of decorations. They had a field day doing that. That's all they got out of me. And that nuts. Two classes, one chip parties out of me. So they got that.
You don't not even gonna give them a Hershey bar?
Mm-mm. Little boogers don't need nothing.
Dang, not even a Kit Kat or a Sneaker.
I know, I know. I know, no, I know Shorty, not even Snicker, Kit Kat, something.
And my favorite phrase, F them kids.
Can I get a Nestle Crunch?
Something. Butterfingle.
You know what? They can come up and say, trick or treat, smell my feet. I'm going to say, what, I got the trick. You better have the treat.
Dang. Okay. Guess teachers aren't like they were when I was in school.
I know, right? They'll come in the heat.
To do anything for them.
Yeah, we got a little treat bag, got a little goodie bag and everything.
If I wasn't broke, it'd be a different story. But I spent too much money on them already this month, throwing little parties. So,
okay, you just said, how we go from squatting to Kit Kats? Heathens, they lucky they got anything. Stay out of your nostalgic feelings. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy. Are you in your feelings right now? You have something against Kit Kats? I'm giving away all my sauces I collected. Oh, dang, TQ. Dang. Dang. That's cheap.
That's what I should do. I should get a whole bunch of mini bottles of hot sauce and just pass them out.
I mean, are you going to be digging through your glove compartment for all the sauce and ketchups that you didn't use and pass them out?
Hey, yo, those sauces, though, they come in a pinch. Like, when you need one, you got a whole sauce drawer.
TQ says Poppy Honey is elite. Sorry, y'all ain't giving me the giggles again.
Not I.
Hey, so I'm still laughing. I'm laughing at two things that happened on Crazy Show. Okay, I'm laughing.
That's a you problem. That's not a me problem.
I'm laughing at that comment you made about Halloween. And what you gonna go as? And Shorty, I'm still laughing at that bald-headed cat comment. I was laughing at that all yesterday. I just kept thinking about it. It just made me giggle.
There is some bald-headed cats out there, and I should have said this day if I finally get them a call on one too.
She's about to go hunting for some bald-headed cats.
I sure am.
Mr. Bigglesworth. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, that's all I have. But I am going to play the song that I was going to play. When was the Mayo show? Was that Thursday or Friday? That was Thursday. That was Friday. Thursday. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to dedicate this to Petty Deb, even though she isn't here. But boy, y'all coming up with stuff that just makes me just shake my head and just laugh. So this is dedicated to Petty Deb for what she said. The Mayo comment, and for those of you who are on the show Thursday, you'll know what she's talking about. But thanks to Shorty, Ace, and TQ for popping on the panel today and everyone else in the chat. There's a ball. Brian. Oh, she's crazy. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, so here we go.
sugar on my candy cane. That's right, it's been a long time since I had them and I did it real good. If you ain't scared, take it out. I'll do it like a real life mystic girl should.
Okay, y'all, two things. First of all, from reading the chat, I know what I want to talk about Thursday, and y'all gave me an idea for another show. But also, it goes back to when I said on one of my previous shows, do women fake it? Because is that it? Is that it? Anyway, y'all, thank you. Thank you for coming back when the show ended abruptly at the beginning. And thank you for coming up on the panel. Thank you for giving me ideas for another show. And thank you for making me giggle. So y'all enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. And I will be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Yes. TQ, women do. Yes, they do. And some do it very well. So. Okay, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.